Today's daf was Shkalim daf Yirches. At the beginning of the daf, we discussed where they placed the Shulchan, the Menorah, and the Mizbeach Hazav, each in the Beis HaMikdash. And the Gemara points out that the Shulchan was obviously on the northern side, the Menorah was on the southern side, and the Mizbeach was right in the middle, and that's why we have the Bima in the middle of the Shul to commemorate the Mizbeach being right in the middle of the room in the Beis HaMikdash. We have Machlokas, where the 10 Menorahs of Shlomo were placed, where they lined up in two rows of five, going north-south or going east-west, and the Nafkamina would be whether they're used, because if they went from north-south, then it means that they encroached a little bit on the northern side, in which case they can't be used because the menorah has to be in the south. But if they were all managed to be in the south, then you were allowed to use the menorahs of Shlomo HaMelech as well, which as we pointed out, is pretty amazing that Shlomo HaMelech was able to make menorahs, 10 menorahs, when Moshe Rabbeinu had such a hard time making even one menorah. Then Halacha Dal, the Mishnah tells us what they did with each of the 13 shofaros, what the role of each of the 13 boxes that they had in the Beis HaMikdash to put money in. So they were each for different types of karbanos, and then six of them were for Nedava. The Mishnah also talks about if someone decides he's going to give a donation to the Beis HaMikdash of Eitzim, but he doesn't say how much Eitzim, or Lavona, and he doesn't say how much Lavona, or Zahav, he doesn't say how much Zahav. So by Eitzim we assume it's Shnei Gizrei Eitzim, it's two blocks of wood. By Lavona we assume it's a Kemitza, and by Zahav we assume it's a Dinar, assuming that he said he's going to give a coin. The Gemara says if he doesn't say he's going to give a coin, then it's a Mizla Katan, it's a tiny gold fork that we assume that he has to give. Rabbi Yehuda holds that there's no shofar for chiyuve ofos, for any because when someone is chayiv to bring ofos, so one of them is nola, one of them is a chatos. You don't want chatos money mixed in somewhere, because if the owner of that chatos dies, then you're going to have nothing to do. All the money is going to be ruined from the tarovis. There's going to be nothing to do. That assumes that you're not allowed to rely on brera. If Rabbi Yehuda would rely on brera, then there is something to do. You could take out that amount of money and say this is the money for that person. It's huvar adav l'mafreya that it's the money for that person, and be malach liyamamelech, and throw out the money into the yamamelech. And Yudchesam and Beis, the Gemara discusses if a person doesn't say he's going to give eitzim, he says he's going to give eights. So then what? Do you give one block of wood? So the Gemara says, yeah, one block of wood is also a carbon. That's also a substantial item. How big were these blocks of wood? So it was one tefach by one tefach. The question is, was one of the tefachim the tefach sochko, so were they both tefachim the bare minimum, the smaller size one amma by one amma, but the question was were they smaller size of the tefach, or that measured the amas, or the larger tefachim size that measured the amas. The space on the Mizbeach wasn't all that big to be able to use. It was only one amma by one amma. The Gemara then quotes the source for a kometz being the minimum for when your person is going to give Lavona. The Gemara says that we learned it out from the Lechem Apanim, which itself is learned out from somewhere else, and there's Machlokas, how to measure the comets exactly. Then there are four opinions why there were six shofros l'nedava. Why would you have dafka the number six? Six boxes for nedava. So four opinions. Chizkiya says, Keneged Shisha Batayavos, because there are six families in each mishmar, so each of them gets their own box. Barpadya Amar Keneged Shesh Behemos, there are six types of animals that could be brought as a carbon: a par, eagle, sawyer, ayil, gadi. Shmuel says Keneged Shisha Karbanos, Keneged six types of Karbanos that could be brought. And Rabbi Yochanan says, no, there's nothing about the number six. They just had a lot of Nedava money, so the number six was a good number to fit all the Nedava money that they had to put into Shofaros.